I'm Robert Smith. And now, time for some music.
Big Frida coming one more time. Big Frida coming one more time.
My name is Big Frida the Queen Diva. I'm a bounce artist, straight, born and raised from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I love what I do.
And what she does is to roll into a town, set up at a club, and drive the audience wild. You can't just listen to Big Frida. You have to be there to experience Big Frida.
Just get out there, get sweaty, get dirty, dance.
Rudy-licious, shaking everything, everywhere, everybody.
We're an older group. This is what we call working your body.
I did what was called a handstand. What you do is get on your hands, you put both legs in there, and you just shake until you fall down.
There has been so much discussion here at Weekend, All Things Considered, about how to refer exactly to the thing which you shake. And we know we're a family-friendly program, so there's many different words we can use.
I would say booty shaking.
Okay.
How'd that sound?
Booty? Behind? Or is that like, does that make me sound like a square?
Yeah, definitely.
You're looking at me.
You
like,
don't.
Like,
you're
this like, is the worst thing ever.
You come shake your booty. Come shake your rump shaker.
All right. Okay, now that we've settled the matter of terminology, let me tell you a little bit about Big Frida. Big Frida's name during the day is Freddie Ross, when he is an interior decorator. But at night, he is a she, Big Frida. And that's how she arrived at our studios. 6 foot something, hair down her back, earrings. Big Frida is the queen of bounce music. Describe to me bounce music. It's more than just the sound, right?
My definition of bounce music is an up-tempo, heavy bass, call and response type music. It's strictly in born and raised out of New Orleans, and they love it. Like, they listen to it morning, noon, and night. It has a lot to deal with dancing as well, call and respond, you know, where if I would say, I got that gin in my system, and then the crowd would say, somebody gonna be my victim.
Now, the lyrics are pretty simple, but that's intentional, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why? Because you want to leave room for the bass?
You got to leave room for the bass and the boom and the knock, and just for people to be able to just free themselves and express themselves through dance. You know, lately they say Big Frida has the best dance party going on around the world right now, so I definitely want to leave that open for a lot of dancing.
So, describe to me the history of bounce music.
It started about 2 decades ago, 2 DJs out of New Orleans, and they started, like, colliding these 2 beats, which was the Trigger Man beat by the Showboys and the Brown beat. And the Trigger Man is that... Dum, da, dum, dum.
The rhymes you are about to hear are true. MC's names have been changed to protect the innocent.
When you would hear that come on, everybody in the whole club just rocking and jumping. I would be at middle school dances, high school dances, and that would be something that was very epic to the sound when they would put on the Showboys or the Derrick B. Brown beat. And we use those beats in just a lot of our music, and we know how to flip it 1,000,001 ways, and the producers, they know what to do with it to make the crowd jump. About 1998, my best friend Katie Redd was the first transsexual male to come out with bounce music. And I background Katie for about 2 years. And then that's when the game totally switched when me and Katie jumped in it. And, yeah, we messed their heads up big time.
Wait, why? New Orleans has a rich gay culture. Why was it unusual for 2 gay guys to be doing bounce music?
Because it was a new music, you know, a new sound. And New Orleans does have a very rich gay culture. But that was something new for everybody.
Who that the right there? Catching the walls just to make you stare. Letters in the club just swinging their hair. Moving to the beat, shaking that derriere.
When you're up on stage, when you do the bounce music, there is a particular kind of dance that goes with this. So describe the scene to me. Like, what does it look like?
Well, you have a lot of butt shaking going on. You know, definitely on stage. You have guys on stage doing the shoulder hustle where you're like kind of moving your shoulders and you're like moving them side to side and you're making them jump up and down and you're moving your arms with it and your legs. That's kind of what the fellas do. The girls kind of, you know, hands on the floor, butt in the air, bent over, shaking up and down like a basketball, you know, kind of round in a circle like a mixing bowl. You know, so they do a little different. They swiggle their bodies a little different like a snake while they're dancing. We go in all different kind of ways. Everyone is unique to the way that they dance in New Orleans.
You actually bring dancers with you. Like, you say this is how it's supposed to look.
Right. I have my divas and I have my dudes. That's the Big Frida team. And we definitely have to show them exactly how I go. And, you know, in some of the cities that I go to, I offer my dance class that I, you know, do before the show. The video is coming soon, too. Workout video.
Is it a workout video or this is the way you have to prepare to go to your show?
Well, it's going to be a workout video, too, because a lot of people use it at home to work out. Is a definitely will get you moving.
You already know. You already know. You already know. Ooh.
Now, not to get personal here, but like I don't have much of a butt.
Everyone has a butt, no matter what size it is, you can work it. That's my motto.
No, you think anyone can do it?
Anyone can do it. I've saw this the skinniest girl to the biggest girl do it, as well as the guy, and everyone can do it.
You know, when I talk to people about Big Frida, about yourself, they say, oh, you have to see her live. It's all about seeing her live, which is great. But where does the music go from here? Do you have to convert people sort of one fan at a time, one show at a time?
I don't say it'd be one at a time because people who come to the show, they'll bring their friends and they come in numbers. So I'm picking up a dozen of fans at a time, yes.
But that's a lot of hard work rather than shipping out CDs to every radio station in the country.
That's why I'm the hardest working girl in bounce music.
I don't deny it. Big Frida the Queen Diva is on tour, coming to a town near you. She also has a documentary coming out about her life and a dance instruction DVD, so you too can bounce in your own home.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I love the way you dance. I love the way you bounce. I love the way you bounce.
Very nicely done. And we didn't have to use the terms caboose, tush, oh, derriere, or fanny. Fanny? Okay. Would you use fanny?
No, that's like a fanny pack. Why would I use fanny? They be having the fanny packs in the front. I wouldn't use fanny at all.
Derriere, that's you've got the French thing with New Orleans?
Like, yeah.
Derriere,
that's
maybe?
Beyonce, though. Derriere.
Oh, Beyonce owns Derriere.
Yes.
She'll sue you if you use that.
Exactly.
Our program is directed today by Becky Hersher and produced by Phil Harrell. The staff includes Lily Percy, Amy Held, Acacia Squires, Liz Baker, and Chris Connolly. Our interns are Annie Russell and Rachel Rude. The technical director is Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Kalamur, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Big Frida is our in-house musician. Oh, okay, I wish. Muthoni Muturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai, our senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith, out of here. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs, scroll on down. We're back next weekend. Thanks for listening and have a great week.